Zine.
Speed skating champion Martina Sablikova received a hero's welcome at Prague's Ruzyně Airport on Tuesday, with 300 fans turning out to welcome the golden girl home. Sablikova, normally a shy and quiet young woman, appeared to be enjoying the attention, laughing when one of her fans unexpectedly asked for her hand in marriage during a televised press briefing. She joked about having helped land the CSR plane after being invited into the cockpit, and downed a glass of beer with other members of the Olympics team, courtesy of a Czech beer brewery, which had a surprise in store for the winners. All medalists from the Winter Olympics are to receive free beer for a year, while those with more than one medal to their name will get free beer until the next Olympics. While Martina Sablikova was winning medals in Vancouver, sculptor Josef Nalepa was busy at work on a 70-centimeter bronze statuette of Sablikova speed skating, which he presented her at Ruzyně Airport. And the Czech ice queen, as she has been dubbed, will soon find her name on Czech stamps as well. The Czech post office has just issued a commemorative stamp of Sablikova's Olympics victory. And there was one more surprise in store for the 22-year-old as she drove back home to see her family. Someone had changed the nameplate of her hometown to Sablikov. Where do you think Czech couples go on their first date? According to a survey just out, the vast majority head for the pub rather than the cinema or a restaurant as they did in the past. And unlike in other European states, Czech girls are used to men picking up the tab even on a first date. The vast majority of Czech women expect it as a matter of course, and according to the survey results, 92% of Czech men say they expect to pay the bill. In Russia, only half of the men surveyed said they'd pay on their first date on a first night out, and British and Dutch girls expect to pay their own bill. Czech sculptor Tomáš Cidlík from the town of Sviadnov has set up a nice business making personalized chairs. Originally, Mr. Cidlík made furniture on request, and then one day he decided to make a special gift for a friend celebrating a jubilee. He carved his friend's face on the backrest. The gift was a tremendous success, and soon friends and relatives were begging for a personalized chair as well. News spread, and Mr. Cidlík has since carved over 300 people chairs, some of which are commissioned by clients in Poland, Germany and Austria. Maybe he spent too much time making chairs for other people. In the middle of his atelier is a huge piece of oak wood from which he wants to carve a statue of his ex-wife, who left him for another man. I'd like a statue to remember her by, and at least this one won't ever walk out on me, he says. Villagers of Nevěžice in southern Bohemia recently organized a search for a baby puma which escaped from its owner in an unguarded moment. Men, women and children who had all stopped to pet the animal at one time or another when it was out walking on a leash all joined in the search for young Cleopatra, fearful that she would freeze to death during the night or die of hunger, since at 3 months the baby was used to being fed and is as yet unable to hunt for food. The local police combed the surrounding fields and forests, and the animal's owner even paid for a helicopter to circle overhead in the hope of catching a glimpse of Cleopatra. After a day's search, the baby puma was finally found safe and sound. A runaway coal wagon heading for the Czech-Polish border is reported to have caused a panic at Czech railways last week, with emergency phone lines ringing from one station to another. The wagon was not properly secured and gathered speed as it rolled back downhill. Heads of stations called their colleagues to alert them about the danger and get the track cleared, and it seemed that nothing would stand in the way of the coal wagon crossing the border into neighbouring Poland. Luckily, it came to a stop of its own accord as it reached another gradual incline. The incident is now being investigated. Car lovers who can afford an expensive hobby collect American veterans. Surprisingly, the American car craze started under communism when there was a hunger for anything American, from chewing gum to cars. Czech diplomats would buy old American cars secondhand to flaunt back home in Czechoslovakia, and these cars eventually ended up in the hands of collectors who fine-tuned and polished them to perfection. Ivo Kunetek from Ostrava has some great models in his collection. One is a 1967 Dodge Polara, which belonged to the famous Czech writer and actor Jan Verich. When Verich brought it back from the States, the communists promptly confiscated it and hid it in some Prague garage. After the Velvet Revolution, the car was returned to Verich's descendants, and Kunetek made a successful bid for it. Another of his favorites is a car that belonged to U.S. Senator Joseph L. Gallaber, who was a senator for New York in the 70s. The car was fine-tuned and personalized for him with his name inside. But the collector's personal favorite is a 1960s Chevrolet Impala. Ivo Kunetek is not alone in this hobby. The Friends of American Cars Club has over 60 members in this country who meet regularly to show off their latest acquisitions. Their next get-togethers are in Hradec nad Moravicí and Opava in May. For more info on the club, please go to www.kpuc.cz.